the answer to the production line Technicolor glamour of American life.
Yes, just watch the fur fly as the most talked about girls in Hollywood go out loaded for big game.
These are a girl's best friend.
But perhaps there was another way to look at that glitz. A lovingly ironic look, which would remake it as American iconography.
Big baguettes, time rolls on.
Those artists who chose not to hold their noses at popular culture, but bring it into their art, clearly owed something to that old tease of Marcel Duchamp's that anything could be art if it was framed and labelled as such.
Tiffany's.
For the high priests of abstraction, pop was an outrage, a wallowing in the junk from which art was supposed to redeem us. Yet, it's this visual greediness which has made contemporary art such a hit. The sense that the quality of the art and its subtlety isn't necessarily compromised by its playfulness. But of course, enjoying pop art doesn't mean to say you can't also surrender to the great abstract machines. Everything, all of this, feeds into the spectacular art universe of today. But there are some contemporary artists for whom neither abstraction nor pop art is quite enough, because they want to return to the original morally charged mission of modernism to rescue us from the numbing routine of daily life. They want to bring us up short, to bring us close to the drama of the human condition, to make us see, feel, and think it intensely all over again. And it turns out that in order to do this, they have to return and engage with exactly all those things that modern art thought it had banished forever: the human figure, the materials of nature, and above all, those endless haunting stories which never ever go away.